Cody Jenkins, the golf guy on the Golf Radio Network. Proudly brought to you by OSM Networks as well as Boston Pizza. And today a brand new segment on the show as we debut Greg's Living Room. Our swing coach Greg Seemungle joining us to give us his thoughts on this past weekend's Pebble Beach Pro-Am. We're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Malinger's narrow stance. We'll talk about anything he saw different in Lefty's game and Vijay Singh losing a little bit of weight. But before we get to Greg, the swing coach, Seemungle, we got to let you know some new technology here on the program, proudly brought to you by Pinnacle Music Studios in beautiful downtown Belleville, Ontario, hooking us up with this handheld Roland recorder that has studio quality sound. And let me tell you, we are excited about bringing this piece of equipment out on the road to do on-site interviews and programs. Greg, thanks for joining us with this new segment. You must be very excited about having a segment entitled Greg's Living Room.
Well, whenever somebody can come to my living room, I'm obviously excited. So, you know, the sun's shining, the hardwood is gleaming, so.
Greg, let's go back to last weekend, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Where do you want to start, Malinger, BJ, or Lefty?
Well, let's start with the winner, Lefty. I mean, you and I had a conversation just offline about, you know, some of the guys, the swing coaches on CBS, talking about his angle of his hands. Quite frankly, I didn't see a lot of different swing changes from Phil Mickelson. He's still got that really long swing that, in my opinion, has a tendency to go a little bit awry. He didn't do that on the weekend. He played exceptionally well, and he swung the golf club with confidence. I think the biggest thing that we see with Phil Mickelson is his weight loss. And I believe that, you know, he didn't really have a great start to the year, as we know. But he is now starting to get used to playing and swinging a golf club with a new body. So, to me, his success this weekend is now the culmination of some of the work that he's done in the offseason with his weight and his ability to play four rounds of steady golf.
Okay, Greg, let's go back. Some of our listeners trying to learn about the facets of the swing. Let's go to two things there. You talked about not noticing anything much with his angle, and the CBS reporters were talking about his hands staying straight through impact. His wrist, I guess, is his leading wrist. Also, you talked about bringing his swing so far back. He basically almost wraps the club right around. One of those is a good thing, one is the bad thing. Explain a little bit.
Well, I think, and you have to be somewhat careful because, you know, Phil Mickelson is a world-class player.
Yeah.
And so is John Daly. World-class players that have had a lot of success on the PGA Tour. Both bring the club far beyond parallel, with the driver in particular. But if you look at, you know, the most consistent players and the ones that actually have performed most consistently over the last 10 years, I think the golf swing has changed. And Tiger Woods is the number one reason why that's happened. Number one, it's conditioning. And number two, if you look at his golf swing in slow motion like they put, which is unbelievable, he never goes beyond parallel or very rarely goes beyond parallel. I think the only time I ever see it is when he's mad, which he will say, if I do that, I'm going to hit a bad golf shot.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see some of these guys, and most of the new younger kids, not a lot of them go beyond parallel because they don't have to.
Yeah.
They're loading the lower part of their body and they're hitting the ball out of sight. Just a lot of torque. So, you know, Mickelson is a bit of an exception, and that's where things get a little bit loose. If you bring it back that far, you know that you got to bring the golf club back to square.
Yeah.
You got to bring it back to the impact position. So, it's a little bit more difficult to do that. If you're bringing it back far, hey, the club's got to end up where it started. So, you know, in my opinion, and what, you know, it's different body styles and different swings, but, you know, makes the golf swing a little bit more difficult when you do that.
You mentioned impact position. We talked a little bit about the hands. How important is that to keep the angle? And I'm new to this too, the wrist. They talked about the angle of the wrist staying straight and maintaining.
Well, it's forming that L position.
Okay.
So locking it. And that camera angle is unbelievable because it really shows the viewers how long these guys hold on.
Yeah.
And then it's literally when the club is getting very, very close to the golf ball that they actually start releasing the golf club. And when it's one thing to teach it, but for people to actually visualize that and see how long they actually hold that angle, and for Phil Mickelson, it would be his right hand, but for the right-handed golfers, it's your left hand, and keeping that L position between your forearm and the golf club, you know, that's a pretty amazing thing to watch on television. And it's, you know, it really does exaggerate how quickly and how fast those guys swing the golf club through impact.
Jody Jenkins, the golf guy on the Golf Radio Network. We thank you for locking it in. Our website, if you're interested in finding out more, is jjthegolfguy.com. Proudly brought to you by OSM Networks. We are in Greg's living room. Greg, our swing coach, C. Mungle, allowing us to come into his humble abode. Let's move on. Phil Mickelson losing some weight. Another guy, Vijay Singh, looks to be in pretty top-notch condition.
Well, Vijay has always been, we've known him as a, I mean, he practices and he's almost, he's addicted to hitting golf balls. And everybody on the tour knows that. Everybody in the booth knows that. And I think Vijay's taken his game and his physical game to the next level. Because you do see a refined Vijay Singh. He looks like he's in better shape.
And, yeah.
You know, we talk about it all the time. The guys that are coming up through the ranks, Tiger Woods has set the bar. They have to be in good shape if they're going to compete. If they're going to play hard golf for 4 days and be competitive and be, you know, in the final group on Sunday, it's a lot of the guys that are in good physical condition. Not just mental anymore. It has to be physical shape too. And he's one of those guys that I think we'll see. We'll have to wait a little bit to see how he pans out. But he had a pretty good weekend too.
Now let's move ahead to another guy that I thought had one of the most interesting stances I've seen in a while. And that's John Malinger. Mm-hmm. And of course, as is usual with these guys that are professionals, they can get away with it because they do everything else so well. Good or bad, narrow stance?
Well, that's a personal preference.
Yeah.
And, you know, the platform is so vitally important. We always talk about balance and how vital that is in the golf swing. You know, here's a guy, if the narrower the stance, the more flexible you have to be. So he's obviously a pretty flexible guy. And when we saw it in slow motion,
yeah,
it's amazing how his right foot or his back foot didn't move,
no,
literally until after impact. So he was spinning his upper body. That's how flexible this guy was, without moving at all in the lower part of his body. It's not often that you see that narrow a stance, and the guys in the booth, they picked that up. They said, "Wow, look at this guy. He's got a, you know, it's a little bit when you're so used to seeing all the guys, and then you see this fella who's in the leaderboard with this narrow stance." You can tell by looking at them. Their setup just is a little bit different than the rest of the guys. So they picked it up, and he gets away with it. And it's kind of like the Phil Mickelson thing. Unlike Phil, his swing is very simple. You know, not a lot of errors there, not a lot of moving parts, and he makes it happen. He's going to be a guy to watch for in the future, I think.
Final thoughts from Pebble Beach. Corey Pavin shoots one of the best rounds in the worst conditions, I believe, on the Saturday. And the guy just continues to do his thing. Not really responsive to overly long courses, but that one kind of suited him.
Yeah, he's we all know that he's had some success, but it was in the mid-90s, I guess, for Corey Pavin as far as last time he won. But it's nice to see him back in the fray and playing well. And you know, it's interesting that they talked about his last win where he beat Fred Couples. Down the stretch, and Freddie was out driving him by 75 yards.
Well,
sort of thing.
Even on the Sunday round, he was an average of 50 yards behind Davis Love, who was in his group.
I mean, Davis Love, a well-noted bomber, is playing with Corey Pavin, who is a bumper, so to speak. But hey, did you watch the final round? I mean,
yeah.
he hit some shots in the stretch. I mean, he hit a shot on 17. You know, his playing partners were using 5-irons, and I know the broadcasters were saying, how's Corey Pavin going to hit a 5-iron? But he went after it, hit a knockdown shot, and hit it to within 5 feet. So it really doesn't matter, you know, how far you hit the golf ball. If you keep it straight and make putts, you're gonna have some success.
Our swing coach, Greg C. Mungle, we're in his living room. We thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to coming back to your house.
Excellent.
Can we make a sandwich now?
Yeah, we can have a sandwich and some milk.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell who's winning.
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.